Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. My hands just freshly sanitized, so you should feel better about that. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for July the 29th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Remington Arms almost out of ammo, fighting for its life. The gun maker has filed for bankruptcy for the second time. The question is, can the iconic brand survive this time around, or will it be the last shot fired? Number two, Joe Biden going all in to buy votes of black Americans and Latinos too. A $30 billion fund set aside for so-called people of color. It's the latest bit to stem the bleeding from the Biden campaign of people it used to count on. And number one, Attorney General Bill Barr took on all comers from the House Judiciary Committee. That happened yesterday in a fiery back and forth. Barr was supposed to answer questions, but instead he confounded the Democrats. Another dud of a hearing. They were supposed to eviscerate Bill Barr. And beyond the slanderous attacks by Jerry Nadler to start the hearing, did they really land a punch? Did anything of importance really happen? Not really. Bill Barr said you can't burn down the city. You can't just burn down federal courthouses and think that it's okay. It doesn't work that way. At least it shouldn't work that way, but some places in America it does. I want you to hear bite number four to set the stage for this. If you haven't heard this yet, you need to, and if you have heard it, you need to hear it again. Bite number four with Bill Barr. Go.
Federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court? If someone went down the street to the Prettyman Court here, that beautiful courthouse we have right at the bottom of the hill, and started breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in and start fires in the court, is that okay? Is that okay now? No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland. We are at the courthouse defending the courthouse. We're not out looking for trouble.
No, it is not okay to answer the question. Very simple. It's not okay to burn down the courthouse. It's not okay to attack night after night. It's not okay for Portland to be burning and Minneapolis to have its highest crime rates ever. It's not okay for New York City to show its murder rates going through the roof and its violent crimes to also be going through the roof. It's not okay for people to die daily in Chicago and Mayor Lightweight doing nothing about it. That's not okay. None of it is okay. We have laws for a reason. Laws are applied equal. All men equal under the law. Yes, this includes women. I understand. And then Bill Barr took out the Democrat Party for what they are allowing, what they are condoning, what they are tolerating in the streets of America. Bite number 11. Bite number 11. Go.
What makes me concerned for the country is this is the first time in my memory that the leaders of one of our great two political parties, the Democratic Party, are not coming out and condemning mob violence and the attack on federal courts. Why can't we just say, you know, the violence against federal courts has to stop? Could we hear something like that?
Mr. Attorney General, I totally agree. I support what you're doing, and I support what President Trump is doing for law and order in our country, and I yield back.
I was disappointed in conversations I had with Democrat friends yesterday. I couldn't get one of them, not even Esquire Bob, to say it's wrong what they're doing there. Esquire Bob says, I'm not a Democrat. No, but you vote for him, and you support him. And so why do I not hear high-profile Democrats standing up and saying, what's going on in Portland is wrong. Stop it. What's going on in Seattle is wrong. Stop it. Can you imagine Bill Clinton standing idly by and watching this happen, or Jimmy Carter standing idly by and watching this happen as cities would burn under their watch, or even Barack Obama for that matter? Would he have stood idly by while Portland had riots night after night after night? And the answer is no. Not even those progressive Democrat presidents would have allowed this. There is not a single voice out there, not Chuck Schumer, not Andrew Cuomo, not Joe Biden, not any of them, condemning the violence day after day on the streets of Chicago, the rioting in Portland, the attacks in Seattle. Not one of these people has stood up and said this is wrong. Not one prominent Democrat to be found anywhere. If you live in Portland and you voted progressive, would you do it again? If you live in Seattle, would you do it again? Would you vote for these people again? The people that are supposed to be in charge of protecting your city are doing nothing. In fact, in many circles, they are encouraging the lawlessness, permitting it, coddling it, for God's sake. They're coddling the violent mobsters and protesters and rioters. Would you allow it in your city? Or would you say something or more? Jerry Nadler was as ineffective yesterday as he was when he was demoted during the impeachment proceedings by Nancy Pelosi, demoted in favor of Adam Schiff. Wouldn't it be remarkable if just one Democrat could stand up and say, this is wrong what we're looking at? Just one? This is why law enforcement unions are fleeing the Democrat Party. Law enforcement unions that used to be lockstep with Democrats, gone. Maybe their leadership says yes, but their rank and file says, no way, man. We're out. But Jerry Nadler was so out of control yesterday that when Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, who had sat in his chair for hours, said, hey, can we get a five-minute break? Jerry Nadler said, no, you are a class act, Mr. Chairman. You're a real class act, Mr. Chairman. That's what you got to hear it for yourself. Bite number 12 from Bill Barr and Jerry Nadler. Go.
The material will be entered into the record. Ms. Dean is recognized.
Sir, Mr. Chairman, could we take a five-minute break?
Ms. Dean is recognized.
Could we take a five-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No.
That's a common courtesy, Dean, Mr. Chairman, of every witness.
I waited 45 hours for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a five-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes. We can certainly take a break. But
you're real class.
Well, okay. Yeah.
After this,
if you still want one, we'll have a break.
No, he wants a break now.
You want it now?
And you just mentioned committee, rudeness. Committee, I think we're seeing it on display. Let's let the Attorney General have a break.
The committee will stand in recess now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
What a joke. What an absolute joke. Jerry Nadler. What a poor excuse. And these people have power. Who gives these people power? What an embarrassment. You're a real class act, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if you could hear it there, but he said it twice, did Bill Barr, to Fat Jerry. Yeah, I don't care. He is Fat Jerry to me. I mean, he's as wide as he is tall. What do you want to know? The man's built like a bowling ball. His problem, not mine. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show, and good to have you here. I mean, I'm not giving any respect to a guy who can't give the Attorney General a bathroom break. Forget it. We're done there. 14 after, you're in the No Panic Zone. Quick break on a Wednesday. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.